Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Breakthrough in golf, building a winning golf swing with the hip-to-hip method by Curtis Elliott is called a detailed masterpiece that guides people through improving their golf swing. All golfers want to improve their golf swing, yet the sheer complexity of instructional literature is a barrier to learning for most. Curtis Elliott, a lawyer in Charlotte, North Carolina, is a former starting member of the men's varsity golf team at the University of South Carolina. He's been playing and studying competitive golf technique and strategy for over 40 years. In revamping his own golf swing, he discovered the secret of a great golf swing. It's based on the timeless wisdom of the master, Ben Hogan. Yet Curtis has developed a whole new way of talking and thinking about the secret. And he shares the secret in his breakthrough in golf, building a winning golf swing with the hip-to-hip method. And the author, Curtis Elliott, is our guest on This Week in America. Curtis, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here today.
You've got everybody's attention by talking about, breakthrough in golf and helping everybody's golf swing and making it easy for all of us to learn and enjoy golf a little bit more. Let's start, first of all, with where this fascination in golf started for you. Interesting background with many people with their fathers. How did it begin for you?
Well, I grew up outside of Charlotte in Gastonia, North Carolina, and my father was a really avid golfer and a good golfer growing up. He had a really low handicap. At one time he was a scratch player. And so I grew up around him and watching him play golf. And then when I got to be a teenager, I started playing golf. And I spent a lot of time playing with my dad. And I just, fell in love with golf because of his affinity for it, and I started playing junior golf tournaments when I was a teenager. I played some football and baseball, but I had a knee injury in football, so that made me, focus completely on, trying to be a good competitive golfer.
Yes.
So that was sort of my beginning of getting fairly deep into golf.
Well, and you did. Talk about that, the competitive golf environment that you were in growing up as a junior in a men's amateur golf tournament. You played some major tournaments, didn't you?
Yeah, I always loved playing junior tournaments. The Carolinas Golf Association had a great tournament schedule for junior players, and so I did that while I was a teenager. And then when I got to college, I walked on the golf team at the University of South Carolina. I was not a high school superstar, and I didn't have a scholarship, but I was able to walk on and play my junior and senior year on the men's golf team at South Carolina. So I had a really good experience in those 2 years playing in college golf tournaments. And, the real superstars, like the Wake Forest golf team with Curtis Strange and Jay Haas, and then at Florida, Andy Bean, some really nationally known players were playing at the time, that I did. The other thing that piqued my interest, the Kemper Open used to be here in Charlotte. It's called the Wells Fargo Championship now. But back then, when I was in high school and college, all the pros came to town to Charlotte, and we'd go watch them play. And then there were amateur tournaments that were pretty noteworthy, too. I remember going to the Country Club in North Carolina in Pinehurst when I was in college, watching Ben Crenshaw win the Southern Amateur, and then Vinny Giles, who was a great amateur from Virginia, came and won the United States Amateur at Charlotte Country Club 1 year. So, playing golf and watching golf, and I've always loved golf competition. So that's sort of what my background was, through high school and college.
Yes. Curtis Elliott, our guest on the program, the author of the book Breakthrough in Golf, the book available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, BrooksidePress.com, BreakthroughInGolf.com, Curtis's website. You can order the book there as well. It's interesting. You graduate from college. Talk about it. Went to law school at that point. Fell away from golf, didn't you, for a while?
You know what? It's very interesting. When I got to law school, I had less time to play golf. I played less and less golf, but I actually improved my golf game significantly while I was in law school. And the reason was my pro back home, Bruce Sudreth, who's a great teacher, by the way. And matter of fact, he's taught Harold Varner over the years. He taught me how to hit a wedge, and basically I came to understand in law school, even though I wasn't playing that much, I got a glimpse of how the pros scored, and basically the thing that separates a pro from a really top amateur is a pro with a wedge from 125 yards, they get up and down two shots, and it's really an amazing skill, but it takes a lot of time and effort to build up that skill.
You know, just an amazing story that you're playing less, but you're learning more by focusing on the lesson part of it. Just part of some of the amazing information you'll find in Curtis's book, Breakthrough in Golf. You got married, didn't play a whole lot then, but then this sort of rekindled the golf game back in 2001. What happened to re-spark that?
Yeah, for about 15 or 20 years, I basically played very little golf while our three children were little, and I was real busy with my law practice, so I just didn't have a lot of time to do it. But in the early 2000s, I guess it was 2001, I started taking my son Will, who was at the time 12 years old. I'd just take him out to the driving range to hit balls with him, and that just evolved into us starting to play nine holes, you know, at a local golf course. And so we started doing that together. That was the way we were spending some time together. And I just decided, hey, I'm going to relearn how to play golf here, and I'm going to start from the ground up. And that's what I did. I went through, and I basically changed everything about my golf game and my golf swing. I took video lessons from a person in Charlotte that was a really good swing instructor. And so that's sort of how it took off, and I got reacquainted with golf and trying to get good at golf and practice and so forth.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, so often we get intimidated. So often we get confused by all the conflicting information out there. So many books written on how to improve your golf game, and it becomes overwhelming at a time. Did you go through that period where you thought, I just want to break it down and start all over?
Well, I did make that decision in 2001 to actually do that, but I'm no different than anybody else. I think we all suffer from, shall we say, paralysis by analysis. There's way, way, way too much golf instructional information out there, and it's hard to know what's really great instruction and what's not. And, you know, all the golf literature books are just chock full of gimmicks and swing fads and in quick tips, so you don't know really what's good or not. So what I did in 2001 and 2 was I said, okay, I'm going to learn how to play golf, but the only thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and I'm going to analyze what the greats of the game, what they had to say about the fundamentals of the golf swing. So basically, in a nutshell, my book explains that I went through and I analyzed the writings of Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan, and Bobby Jones. What did they have to say about the golf swing fundamentals? And I wanted to find out what they were saying that was consistent with each other. And so what I learned was there's not just one fundamental, okay? So I'm not, when I say it's the Hogan secret, I'm just talking about one thing that Hogan stressed. Obviously, if you move your head around, you're not going to hit a good golf ball. But yes, assuming that you've got a good grip, a good posture, and you keep your head steady, then what is the next fundamental that all these great players talked about? And they all talked about getting their hips moving in the right way. And Ben Hogan actually wrote a book called The Five Lessons of Golf, and he basically lays out how to swing a golf club in that book. And he says in that book that the most important fundamental in the golf swing is moving your hips right.
It's fascinating. Once you studied all of this and you incorporated it in your game, what results did you see? Were you able to see this is really working?
Oh, yeah. I did. And this is funny, you know, even though I started playing more golf with my son, and I play a little bit more than I used to, I still don't play a whole lot of golf, okay? But tee to green, I'm 68 years old now. Tee to green, I'm probably better now than I ever was back when I was a kid or a college golfer. But, you know, not playing a lot, I got a lot of rust on my game. But, I mean, I can hit the ball pretty good, a lot better than I used to. And a lot of it's because I learned how to get my hips moving in the right direction. You know, the thing that's really interesting, the pros on the PGA Tour, they don't really hit the ball that much better than a top amateur. You know, they hit about 12 greens around. They'll miss 6 greens around, but the difference is them being able to get the ball in the hole and score. They putt yes. So their putting is so great, and their chipping is so great, and their wedge play is so great. It's miles above, you know, even a top amateur's golf game. That's what separates the pros. But anyway, what I think, and I put in my book, was if you can at least learn, you know, one or two fundamentals about the golf swing, eliminate all these fads and gimmicks, and just try to get better and better at the fundamentals. And the thing I focus on my book is learning how to wind and unwind your hips in a good way.
Well, and that's basically the subtitle of the book. The book's titled Breakthrough in Golf, Building a Winning Golf Swing with the Hip-to-Hip Method by Curtis Elliott, Elliott. Our guest on the program, the author of the book, his website is breakthroughingolf.com. You find the book at Amazon, booksidepress.com, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the format of the book, because it's laid out to really help us. You've got illustrations there. You guide us through this. Talk about once you decided this is the approach I'm going to take because it's working for me, how you develop the presentation to share with others.
Okay. Well, you know, I started my book out. I tried to explain why is swinging a golf club so hard. And, I went through and, you know, gave the explanation about the tips and gimmicks and why that's a hard way to rely on a good golf swing. And then chapter two is sort of the, you know, heart of the book. I got into the hip-to-hip method, and I went through, you know, I laid out what I found out from the words, you know, the written words of Bobby Jones, Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Ben Hogan, and Sam Snead too, and what they had to say about how they move their hips through the ball, you know, when they swung a golf club.
Yes.
And that's what I got into. So the book lays out, you know, everything that those folks said about, you know, winding up their golf swing, winding up their hips, unleashing the hips. Ben Hogan was famous for saying, you know, on your downswing, and he just said it so definitively. He said the hips have to go first. And so I just went through and basically just took their words and paraphrased, you know, what they said. I figured that instead of tips and gimmicks, let's all try to see what the greats have to say about fundamentals.
What a great approach.
Thing, yeah, the other thing that the book did was I laid out a set of drills so that you could improve your hip turn
yes.
at home without hitting balls on the driving range. And the benefit of that is you can actually do drills and get better and better and better at it without hitting balls. And the really neat thing about that is you get away from analysis with paralysis, because if you practice it and make it sort of like an automatic muscle movement at home, you don't have to think about it when you go out and play or hit balls on the range. So that's another thing I've got, are the drills that help you do that.
Curtis Elliott is author of the book Breakthrough in Golf. You'll find the book available at Amazon, booksidepress.com, Barnes & Noble, all the places, and on his website, breakthroughingolf.com. Information on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. Curtis, what are maybe two or three essential elements that you like, takeaways, lessons you'd like the readers to come away with after reading the book Breakthrough in Golf?
Well, one way I like to think about everybody wants to improve their golf swing, and so what I would say is that it's better if you focus on the fundamental and just try to master that fundamental instead of all these swing thoughts. And you can do that at any skill level. If you think about it like the jitterbug, everybody could learn how to do the jitterbug dance. Well, some of us have better footsteps than others,
yes.
But nonetheless, you know, you learn that dance. You learn that dance over and over and over. You practice that dance and you master that dance. Same thing with turning your hips in a golf swing. You can just always get better at that, either by technique or simply by your athletic range of motion. That's a really important thing, especially for senior golfers. The other thing that I did is I rewrote the book and added a new edition a couple years ago. A new publishing company approached me about doing it. And the book also benefits, you know, really good players. I added chapter 8 and 9. Chapter 8's on putting fundamentals. It's only about 5 or 6 pages. And then chapter 9 is about how to, you know, get up and down with a wedge from 120 yards. I have to tell you that even though I laid that out in chapter 9, it takes a lot of time and effort and practice, and the pros have the time to do it. Most working people do not. But anyway, it's in there, and I added those for the better players.
You know, you've mentioned this several times, and it's interesting. What is the difference between a really good amateur golfer and a pro? And you've seen this firsthand at both levels. What is the major difference?
It's basically scoring, and it's not just, hey, they're a hot putter, okay, or they can play a wedge well. It's a combination of putting and chipping and wedge play. What happens is, as you get better and better with those three components, all three of those components work together to reduce your putts per round. So if you miss 6 greens a round and you get up and down 6 times, you shot even par. The pros shoot in the 60s because they have less putts than 30. And the way they do it is not just a hot putter, but they take a wedge from 100 yards out. They'll hit it in 3 feet and tap it in. That's a one putt instead of a two putt. But it was brought to bear on behalf that one putt is stemming directly from a good wedge shot. That's where the pros are really, really good.
Curtis Elliott, our guest on the program, a couple minutes left, talking about his book, Breakthrough in Golf, the book available wherever books are sold. His website is breakthroughingolf.com. Interesting as well, you take on the people's mindset as we play golf. How important is that? How many times are we our own worst enemy as we're trying to play golf?
Oh, I think we're all way too hard on ourselves.
Yes.
Because it's easy to get frustrated when you hit a bad shot. You know, the thing that's really has always amused me and it's interesting is people love golf because normally, I don't care what your handicap is, you hit a really good shot on the last hole. And you absolutely want to come back for more.
Yes.
That's the beauty of golf. That and the, you know, the camaraderie, being outside and everything is really what makes it rewarding.
We'll talk about that aspect as we close out here. That aspect of being outdoors, in the case of your father when you started, your son Will, and doing that now. Boy, how important is that? I mean, playing a nice round of golf is a big part of that, but just being out there and that relationship, that bonding is a key aspect of it as well, isn't it?
It's just so rewarding to, I mean, that company and that fellowship, it's just priceless. That's where the real, joy of playing golf is, when you can do it with other people. I've been married over 40 years, and about 3 years ago, my wife took up golf, and she said she would never do it. Well, she did it. I had to promise never to give her any instruction. She got her own instructor. But now we're getting to go out and, you know, enjoy 9 holes on Saturday or Sunday, and it's really a lot of fun. It really is.
Well, Breakthrough in Golf is doing quite well. What kind of reviews are your guys? I'm reading the national reviews, and they are like, you know, finally this makes sense. I'm able to clear my mind, start from the beginning, lay the foundation, and it's working. What response are you getting from people you associate with, people at the club where you play?
Well, I've had, you know, friends take the book, and they've told me that they've improved their game. They felt like that it gave them something to work on, so they didn't clutter their mind. And that's what we all want to do, is just try to get continually better. No matter what your level of golf is, we all want to get better. And so, you know, we want to have some methodology or some, you know, basic fundamental that will help us get there.
This is why this book is so important. It works at all levels of whatever athleticism you have in terms of playing golf. This will be of benefit to you. The book is Breakthrough in Golf, Building a Winning Golf Swing with the Hip-to-Hip Method. Curtis Elliott, our guest on the program. Curtis, thank you for joining us on the program. Excellent conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. It was a pleasure to be with you today.
You're welcome. The book available at Curtis's website. That's breakthroughingolf.com. Book available also at booksidepress.com, amazon.com, and the other places. And you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.